question was asked, we find certain opinions in Nachmanides' commentary on Torah that seem to stand out as unique and not going in line with the general approach of the traditional commentaries. How did Ramban get to those conclusions? Why are those conclusions legitimate if they seem to part with the traditional understanding of the text? So I think the answer is that if you learn enough and you look hard enough, you will find that even on these points, Nachmanides had a source that predated him by a millennium or more. It is true that certain commentaries stressed other opinions in our sages, but even the examples you gave about Abraham going down to Egypt being something that was wrong, there's a medrash that indicates that way. It's not a well-known medrash. There are other commentaries who were not familiar with that medrash, and so they wondered where Nachmanides got that from. But although Nachmanides stresses and explains certain approaches, generally what Nachmanides is doing is he's taking from what our sages said earlier and explaining it in his own words, in the context, elaborating on it. I remember the first time I read Nachmanides writes that creation began with the smallest form of matter, which then evolved into greater matter. So I got all excited. I said, wow, that's so close to what science says today. Nachmanides was a genius. And it took me a year or two until I stumbled across the Medrash where our sages said it over a millennium before Nachmanides. But I hadn't seen it there. I saw it in Nachmanides first. And it could be I saw it but never noticed it. Never noticed its importance until Nachmanides spelled it out to me. After seeing Nachmanides, so then a year or two later when I came across that Medrash, then I said, wait a second, this is what Nachmanides said all along. Ah, wow, our sages said that a millennium earlier than Nachmanides had. And I'm saying I think that holds true generally for what Nachmanides says. If I'm not mistaken, there's a responsa of Rabbi Feinstein about that comment specifically of Nachmanides. And if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it in a number of years, but I think over there he questions. He says he hadn't found the source for what Nachmanides says, so he questions whether Nachmanides ever said it. It was so obvious to Rabbi Feinstein that Nachmanides said things with the source. He didn't just invent, come along and say, ah, Abraham was wrong here, he should have done it different there. He must have had a source. After Rabbi Feinstein questioned that Nachmanides, people put their head to it and they started searching and searching and searching until they actually found the source. I'm saying, so they did find the source for that Ramban, but which was not in front of Rabbi Feinstein. It was a medrash he didn't have. Fine. I'm just saying that the general approach is that the commentaries will stress different aspects, but it's not that Nachmanides is inventing an approach and saying, oh, Abraham sinned when he went down and said, Sarah was my sister. There are earlier sources that say that. All that being said, there are aspects of interpreting the text where a person can introduce a new interpretation, but that's obviously a very dangerous topic. And it's only a topic worth discussing after a person has learned a lot of Torah. Until that point, and by that point, a person will understand on his own where he's permitted to say and where not. But until you get there, the general approach is if you're going to say something which sounds radical, check. Either you'll find that one of the commentaries said it, and then that's fine, or you'll find that the commentaries did not understand it that way, and then you have to understand better why the commentaries interpreted the text differently. It's a learning process. But it is legitimate to look at the text and try to understand it on our own and then compare ourselves to our sages and say, wait, they didn't say that. Why? There was a great book. Actually, it was a letter which was then written as a book. But there was a letter written by an early commentary called Rav Yitzchak Kampanktun. Okay? It's an easy name to remember. Rav Yitzchak Kampanktun. Okay? So he wrote a letter explaining how you should learn Talmud. And that letter was written about a millennium ago, shortly after Rashi. And in that letter, he says one of the things you should do when you learn is first try to understand what it says and then look at the commentaries and say, wait a second, either I hit it on the head, I got it right, the commentary said like I thought, or they said different, so you ask yourself, why? Why did they say different? He's talking about learning Talmud over there. But he says that's the way you develop your mind. You check what it says, you check how you understand it, then you check the commentaries and you say, okay, if they said differently based on tradition, let me research and understand why they said differently. you won't always know the answer right away. Could be it'll take you a number of years to figure it out. It could be even more than that. But that is a good approach to learning. And yeah, at our stage of the game, we even if we think a pshat is right, if we don't find the source for it, so we write it in our notes and we keep looking and seeing if there's supportive material or there's contradictory material.